Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, where were we on a Thursday, November 13th? Din Day in for Jenks, I'm Chelsea Messenger. So we've talked a little NBA. We've done a little Eagles drama. So in this segment, we will get to our power rankings in the NFL. But first, a little sprinkle of college football. So, Din, we know you are a college football guy. And some of the fallout from this Brian Kelly firing situation at LSU has been pretty comical to me. And we knew this is kind of how things go in like the state of Louisiana, where everything is entangled. And, you know, the governor and whoever is involved in everything when it comes to the football program. But they currently, LSU is offering buyout deals to Brian Kelly, which he is rejecting. So how do you think this ends? Like, because right now it feels like there are a lot of moving pieces. There's a lot of, you know, litigation and negotiating. But how do you think this ends for Brian Kelly?
With $54 million, the way that it should end for Brian Kelly. Now, I want to make one thing very clear. He stinks. I have not heard a single good thing about him. I think he's a good football coach, but not a great football coach. And I would like to reiterate, I have not heard a single good thing about him. Especially after the firing, but even before the firing, you know, after the firing, you know, people will come and they'll start to take their shots because you don't have power anymore. But even before the firing, with that said, if he signed a contract for $95 million, which he did, and then he got fired just a few years into that contract, which he allegedly did, heavy emphasis on allegedly nowadays, he should get the buyout money that is owed on that contract, which is $54 million. And if I was in Brian Kelly's position, I would be getting every single penny of that $54 million. You know what the biggest difference is, Chelsea, between either $25 million or $30 million compared to $54 million? It's a whopping $24 million. And there is not a soul on earth that's going to be like, yeah, I'm okay giving $24 million away to somebody that fired me and then tried to throw some smut on my name. What's crazy is, if he really wanted to, according to this lawsuit, he could show up at practice today. Because he's basically alleging that they never really fired him or that Scott Woodward didn't have the power to fire him. Which means if he really wanted to, he could walk into the facility. That badge card better still be working, buddy. No Jamal Adams on that one. He can walk into the facility and be like, all right, guys, everybody on the line.
That would be wild. And honestly, I'm kind of rooting for that, even though I don't think that's going to happen. But like, I think it boils down to just what the contract says, right? If he has a good agent slash lawyer, I know most agents are probably lawyers, but like my point being is that, you know, it's right there in the contract. And, you know, it is a legally binding document. So if the contract says that he gets a certain amount of money, he is going to get a certain amount of money unless they find some type of a loophole, which I haven't heard anything. So I do think he's going to get all of it.
He's going to get all of it. The loophole would have to be like, it'd have to be crazy deep. Because the way that he got fired was that they wanted to fire somebody else And then allegedly he and the athletic director got into a massive verbal altercation that resulted in Brian Kelly instead being fired. And then they also fired the then offensive coordinator. They wanted to fire the OC. Brian Kelly was going to fall on the sword, despite the fact that we had literally like 12 hours prior seen him yelling and screaming at the OC, telling him to do a better job when they were getting their, you know, their asses handed to him at Texas A&M or versus Texas A&M. But it was an altercation that led to him being fired. It felt very petty and very personal in the moment. And that is the problem with LSU. That's why Scott Woodward got canned, is that it felt like there was some personal stuff in there, but that personal stuff is now costing the university $54 million. And there's not a soul on the planet that you are going to keep around if they're costing you $54 million. That's too deep in the red. There's no amount of personality that's going to save you if you're costing them $54 million.
Well, if you're looking for personality, it's not coming from Brian Kelly.
Right, or Scott Woodward, for that matter.
Right. But here's the other thing. I felt like no matter how this ended, whenever it ended, it was going to be contentious. Like, you can tell by the way that Brian Kelly handles, like,
everything.
Criticism. Right. Like, he just doesn't handle adversity well. So, like, I knew that it was going to be contentious. I knew that he was not going to take this laying down. And that's exactly how it sounds like things are going currently in Baton Rouge. All right, so let's switch gears to the NFL because we got some power ranking to do.
Jenks and Chelsea tell you who has the power.
This is power struggle.
After the weekend in the NFL.
Best team ever.
All right, so since Jenks is overseas covering the Commanders, Denton is in. And we're going to give you our top five teams in the NFL. So, Den, I'm going to let you start here. And before you get into it, what goes into your criteria? Is this simply an eye test thing, or do you look at numbers? Do you project things and say, okay, this team doesn't have the record, but I've watched them, and I think they're one of the best teams? Or is it based on just numbers alone?
It's definitely more eye test and projections than it is, you know, numbers and statistics. The NFL is a week-to-week league. You're going to lose football games. Sometimes you're going to get blown out in some football games that you should not be getting blown out in. But in watching and seeing the context of the game, you know, sometimes it makes a little bit more sense. Keep that in mind in a few picks here. I'm going to start with number five. I got the Detroit Lions. They beat up on the Commanders, which is pretty self-explanatory because everybody is beating up on the Commanders. I really like a lot of what they have on their roster. I still think defensively they have a little bit of some holes, some issues, but with Aiden Hutchinson, he can mask a lot of those things. And offensively, they're just so stacked at every single position. And Jahmyr Gibbs is really starting to play well. Amon-Ra St. Brown is really starting to play well. I mean, he's an all-time all-pro narrative shifter, and the fact that he got on a podcast and said that he actually did hit Deron Payne when he said on Sunday that he did not hit Deron Payne and basically...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He tried to victim blame or make himself this victim like he didn't cause the problem, and the NFL is going to do nothing about it, which is ridiculous, but whatever. I like the Lions here at number five. At four, I got the Kansas City Chiefs. Obviously, with Patrick Mahomes, it feels like they're starting to turn a corner a little bit offensively. Defensively, they're really well coached. Obviously, Steve Spagnuolo is one of the best in the business at coaching up a good defense. So I got Kansas City at number four. I got Buffalo at number three. And I know they got waxed by Miami this weekend, but I'm expecting a big-time bounce back from Buffalo. And I would argue right now that, you know, Josh Allen is playing at a really, really high level. Didn't look it against Miami, but they should have won that football game. They had opportunities to win that football game, and they just weren't able to execute. I'm expecting a big bounce back this week from Buffalo. So I'm still respecting the Bills, and I still got them at number three. And then I got the Seahawks at number two, Chelsea, and the Rams at number one. It is an NFC West party at the top of my power rankings. These two teams, they can get after the passer. They can throw the football as well as anybody. And then stunningly, not so much for Seattle, but stunningly for Los Angeles, their defensive backs are playing at a really high level. The reason I put the Rams over the Seahawks is because right now Matthew Stafford is, I would say, the MVP of the league. So I'm going to give him just a little bit of a nudge, and what they did to San Francisco this weekend was unbelievable. But I like the two NFC West teams at the top of my power rankings.
Yeah, so massive game this weekend as the Rams and the Seahawks play each other. That should be must-see TV for you and for most people who are fans of the NFL. All right, as for me, I'm going to go with the Rams as my top team for all the reasons that you mentioned, Matt Stafford playing like an MVP. And plus, if we are projecting this onto the postseason, I still trust Matt Stafford and Sean McVay implicitly, to where some of these teams who have come on strong this season, like, I still have questions about them in the postseason just because they haven't proven it. And then on the same wavelength, number two, I'm going to go Kansas City. Still a great defense, still Patrick Mahomes, and it feels like the offense has actually found something over the last few weeks. And then we get to one of those upstart teams. I'm going to go Patriots at number three, just because what we've seen and the stretch where I keep doubting the Patriots, I say, okay, you know, this line doesn't make a ton of sense. The Patriots getting 2.5 has to be the other way, has to be Tampa Bay. That was a big road win for a young Patriots team. And now it feels like Mike Vrabel has figured out, hey, maybe I should use Travion Henderson. He's pretty damn good. So Patriots at three. Speaking of playmakers, got the Lions at four. Jahmyr Gibbs is a blur. Jared Goff, I think, has the second best quarterback rating in the NFL right now as well. And I think people love to forget about him as well, but still a veteran quarterback who's great at pulling the strings for that offense. And five, this one I had some contention with because I was like, okay, do I go Colts here or do I go Eagles here? But again, if I'm in the mindset of who do I trust more in the postseason and who, like, if somebody give me, like, $50 to put on, like, a postseason future to win the Super Bowl, like, who are my top five teams? So I'm going to go with the Eagles here. I still think they figure it out offensively speaking. And their defense, man, has it been lights out. So I think the Eagles have that trait where it's they know how to win. And even if it's a close game, they're going to pull it out at the end. So Eagles are rounding out my top five. But Dan, let me ask you, do you think the Colts should be in our top five or at least get a mention?
Honestly, no, I do not. I am kicking myself for not mentioning the Patriots as you did. I think your ranking of the Patriots is really, really strong. If I'm ranking the Colts, I mean, maybe they're seventh or eighth, but I'm a big believer, Chelsea. If you get an honorable mention, you get one honorable mention. I hate these lists that have like 12 honorable mentions. Like, buddy, just make a cutoff, all right? Like, we don't need to do all this. Everyone's included here. This is a list of the top whatever. So I'm a fan of one honorable mention. And for me, that would be the New England Patriots. I don't know, maybe I should have swapped them with the Lions. But I like the Colts. They're playing well. They have another MVP candidate with Jonathan Taylor. I'm excited to see what Sauce Gardner is going to look like when he has a couple of weeks in this defense under his belt. But I still have I've still got some Daniel Jones questions. And when you look at some of these other teams, I think a lot of it does, you know, kind of fall on the quarterback. You know, if you look at all of our teams, all of these teams are really trustworthy quarterbacks. And I'm not fully there yet with Daniel Jones.
Well, and plus we've seen little flashes of it where I know that the Colts continue to win, but like there have been some games in which Daniel Jones has not looked flawless. Right.
He's coming
back. That's the thing. Like, he doesn't necessarily have to be flawless. It's just the narrative is already out there. It's similar to when Sam Darnold had that bad playoff game. It's like, okay, oh, you had a whole great season. Who cares? One bad game? I told you it's Sam Darnold from the Jets. which feels a little unfair. And maybe I should have mentioned the Seahawks. They're really good, but I think this weekend will say a lot about if the Seahawks team is for real, because that's the thing. If you're talking about power rankings in the top five teams in the NFL, you need to show it against the best teams across the league and not just beat up on, you know, some of the cellar dwellers. All right, coming up next, it's a Thursday, which means it's time to give out some plays for Thursday Night Football. Jets, Patriots, big spread. Maybe we got some props. It's next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.